Ballston Spa Village Hall was filled Monday night as Mayor John Romano announced the village's tentative budget would carry a near 26% tax increase. But the Republicans said that increase in the plan prepared by the village's budget officer will go down.
It's not his decision what we should put in, what revenues we should put in, what expenditures we should put in, what pieces of equipment. That's not his call. That's our call.
The $4.3 million budget was prepared after 8 budget workshops with village department heads. Now that it has been presented to the council, it will be the subject of a public hearing on April 9th. More budget meetings will follow. The village of more than 5,000 residents is seeing increased expenses and declining revenues, said Mayor Romano.
Overall, the tentative budget includes an increase in the total appropriations over the current budgeted amount, according to my figures, of $189,065, which is a 4.53% increase. Revenues in the tentative budget have decreased by about 5.42%, and I attribute these to a number of factors.
As is, several village departments will see increased expenses, including the police department, village justice department, Department of Public Works, and the library. Also on tap is an increase in the village's workers' compensation policy. Contracted village workers will also see a pay raise. An increase in the minimum wage is also set to phase in January 1st. The village currently does not have a reserve fund. Earlier this year, the village was required to take out a $600,000 loan to cover expenses. Village trustee Noah Shaw slammed the proposal and urged the village board to act on previous discussions to make Ballston Spa more fiscally sound.
It has been and apparently remains the village policy to react to these needs by borrowing as a need arises rather than having a proactive fiscal policy.
Several suggestions to increase revenues were made around the table and from audience members. Ideas ranged from increasing water fees the village collects from neighboring communities to incentivizing new development. While perhaps not included in the village's fiscal year 2019 budget, some costly matters loom in the future, including addressing the village's aging water tower. There was a desire in the room to see more preparation for high expenses, including building a reserve fund and providing the village a way to apply for grants to subsidize large projects. Resident and small business owner Jess Rich asked if the village was working on any long-term planning.
For the strategic plan, is that something that you guys can think about maybe addressing? Because I think, you know, we're looking at attacking this, you know, in terms of revenue ways kind of more immediately, which we need, but I think we really need to look more long-term.
A strategic plan was last approved in 2003. Mayor Romano told Rich she would be surprised at the number of items in that plan that have been since implemented. While audience comments were limited during Monday's meeting, the mayor has called for a public hearing on the tentative budget Monday, April 9th at the VFW Post 358. Reporting from Ballston Spa for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.